You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Cyclone Rimal, which made landfall between the Bangladesh and West Bengal coasts on Sunday night, began moving northwards and will gradually weaken on Monday, 27th May, according to the India Meteorological Department, IMD. The cyclone caused extensive damage and disruption in nearby regions, prompting the evacuation of nearly a million people over the past 2 days. Coastal Bengal saw gale force winds of 100 to 110 km per hour on Sunday evening, with similar effects in North Odisha. Heads of the Congress-led opposition India bloc's member parties will meet in Delhi on 1 June, according to a report, with the meeting set to take place on a day when the 7th and final round of polling will be held for the ongoing Lok Sabha polls. As per the report, the India bloc leaders will review and discuss the coalition's future course of actions. The election results will be declared on 4 June. Hours after Palestinian militant group Hamas claimed that it had fired a large rocket barrage at Israel's commercial hub of Tel Aviv, for the first time in months, the Israel military carried out airstrikes on a camp for displaced people in Rafah in southern Gaza Strip late Sunday, reportedly killing at least 35 Palestinians. The Israeli military said in a statement that it carried out the strike based on precise intelligence against legitimate targets under international law and that it killed two senior Hamas officials responsible for operations in the West Bank. In a season marked by unwavering dominance, Kolkata Knight Riders delivered a flawless performance in the IPL 2024 final. This victory echoed KKR's maiden title win in 2012 at the same venue where Gautam Gambhir first established his credentials as an astute leader. The former cricketer, who was KKR captain in 2012 and the side's mentor this year, and Shah Rukh Khan, the Bollywood actor and KKR co-owner since the tournament's inception in 2008, shared a heartwarming moment with Gambhir following the side's win. As the two met on the ground after KKR's stellar victory, Shah Rukh kissed Gambhir's forehead and hugged the former Knight Riders captain. It looks like Fateh's starcast just got even more interesting, as we have now exclusively learnt that veteran actor Nasiruddin Shah has also joined the Sonu Sood Stara, which is also backed by the latter. According to the source, Shah has already shot for most of his part in the film, and he will play a pivotal role, driving the story of the movie. The film, which also marks Sood's debut as a director, is based on the real-life instances of cybercrime experienced by people during the COVID pandemic.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.